You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Okay, hello once again and welcome to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. My name is Retro Mike Kennedy, as you already know, and we are live from Sheffield.
Yay!
Now, we are this city of Sheffield is built on character, an independent spirit, warm and welcoming people, creative communities that work together in a natural way. Now, one third of Sheffield sits in the Peak District National Park, making it one of England's greenest cities with the highest ratio of trees to people in any European city. Hence the old saying, you can't see the people from the trees. Contrasts to the natural surroundings with our specialism for advanced manufacturing evolved from heavy steel city industry. Even though we still make a lot of steel here in Sheffield, we've learned to keep one eye keenly focused on the potential for other sectors, combining well-being and quality of life with education and careers built to multi-dimensional future for people of choice and opportunities. Joe is right at home here as he's happy to be in a place where the word steel is in it.
It just triggers me everywhere I go.
It does. It's a keyword.
Oh, steel works like steel.
It's a 15-minute drive to the Peak District National Park, which means outings to different settings for residents is just a stone's throw away. It's also close enough for Joe's colleagues to quickly bury the bodies.
Yeah, that was so dirty.
563,000 people live in Sheffield. It has also won the title of Culinary City and Food Capital of the UK, with most places to eat than any other city in the UK. Mm-hmm. So that 563,000 people is a very well-rounded figure. See what I did there?
That was quite
genius. That's good writing, that. The fourth largest city in the UK and has 65,000 students in the city, so you can come here before 3 p.m. and everything is very quiet. Oh, come on.
It's not really funny, it's just factual.
Yeah, I suppose it's just a fact, isn't it? 700 plus green spaces across the city. Now, I'm a big supporter of green spaces and open land that encourages wildlife, as, you know, we get things like rabbits, and when else can I shoot them? There's 80 public parks and 650 green and open spaces. An additional to 61% of Sheffield is made up of green spaces like parks, gardens and countryside. Now, Sheffield's particular brand of northern kindness is worth a visit alone. In the city, of Sheffield, the people immediately behave as if they're putting up with you for years, like we have with Jen for many, 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 many weeks. People are known for their kindness in Sheffield. Even muggers are kind, saying, would you mind awfully giving me your wallet? Thank you so much. You have a lovely day.
They speak like that,
they do, yes, very nice. So the crime rates have dropped in recent months. So crime rates, violence and sexual offences has gone down by 20% to 170 reported in a month. Antisocial behaviour has gone down 15% to 99 reported in a month. Shoplifting has gone down by 30% to 97 reported in a month. Public order offences have gone down to 65 That's gone down almost 40% reported in a month. But this month would be different because Joe's here. Sandygate in Bramall Lane, which is home to Hallam FC and Hallam CC, opened its doors in 1804, gained the title in the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest football ground in the world. The rich history of football in Sheffield has ensured that the thriving following for the game is there. There's not many trophies, but a thriving following. The trophy cupboard is covered in cobwebs due to lack of use. It's now referred to as Jen's cupboard. The creator Sherlock Holmes of Sherlock Holmes lived in Sheffield. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the mastermind behind Sherlock Holmes, lived in Burngreave, for a while he was working as assistant to Dr. Charles Sidney Richardson on Spitchell Hill in 1878. While it's not confirmed he drew inspiration for his time in Sheffield with his writing, it is likely to have at least shaped his outlook on life. It was here that his work colleague's son, Watson, went to high school. Mm. Unfortunately, it wasn't a high school, it was elementary.
Oh, you dirty, dirty man.
I know. That fits in very well to a game we're playing later on, by the way.
Dirty old man.
Sheffield has broken an interesting world record. Sheffield held the record for the longest rainbow, which lasted 6 hours in 1997. However, this record was broken by another in Taiwan that lasted for 9 hours. Sheffield started a trend where people would look at a rainbow and see how long it lasted. This prompted the game of leprechaun hunting, which still goes on to this day. So anyone who is vertically challenged, don't go to Sheffield.
What's Jen doing here?
So Sheffield has an interesting name for locals. They call Sheffielders, which is a term of endearment, which means, while this might make no sense to people like ourselves who are normal, those from Sheffield are more than happy to come across another Sheffielder. Tamika came across another Sheffielder on her way here. Well, I say come across, she more drove across opposed to came.
That's a secret.
I know, but Sheffield, it was all right. She got up. Tamika confirmed this while she was looking in the rearview mirror, so it's all fine.
It wasn't a speed bump.
No.
It was a person.
I know that now.
Well, they are very rotund, aren't they? Because of the culinary dishes.
Absolutely.
The location of the city is connected to nature is shown in its name, so obviously lots of trees, rivers, etc. And the river is important to Sheffield's growth, especially when the city became famous for manufacturing steel during the Industrial Revolution, and where we can historically drown witches. Yesterday was a good afternoon, actually. It was highly recommended. It was good fun, wasn't it?
It was great.
She was definitely a witch.
Well, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Another one bites the dust. Oh, by the way, Jen, can you swim? Just wondering. Okay. The frontman of the Arctic Monkeys come to Sheffield. Alex Turner, the lead singer and songwriter, grew up in Sheffield. He's been spotted many times in Sheffield, and he came here in 2016 to write the sixth record for his band. And Arctic seems to be the key word as talking of receiving a frosty and cold Arctic reception. Let's meet the team.
Whee!
Smells like a small newborn baby. It's Luke. He's on Santa's naughty list, as well as the police. It's Joe. She is a sandwich short of a picnic. It's Tamika. She needs a wee-wee, but we have pads. It's Jenny.
Okay, Tamika joins us after taking a break from the show for a little while. Tamika was told last week that she was coming to Sheffield. She got a little confused and thought it was a field where we grew them. Luke loves older things and is looking forward to exploring a few alleys and passages in Sheffield, looking at all the nooks and crannies. Oh, sorry. I've read that wrong. He says good-looking grannies. Fair enough. Talking of grannies, Jen. Jen has only ever been here once before in her life, and it was on a blind date. It didn't go too well for her, and she decided, well, he decided that he didn't see things through. He didn't want to see things any further, mainly because he was blind, and also because he didn't like the look of her. Joe has performed in panto here a few years back and in a production called Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Mm. And Joe was arrested after performing in the show for being a little bear in public. So, with that being said, let's play our first game. So our first game is Busta Rhymes. Now, Busta Rhymes is a game on based on my good friend of the same name. In this game, contestants will have to rhyme the sentence. For example, it could be Tamika who eats chicken tikka. Mm-hmm. Or it could be Jen who walks like a hen. Or Luke who had a puke. Or Joe who is wanted by most police forces in the UK. Interesting fact about Busta Rhymes, he famously said, "I didn't choose hip hop chose me. It's in my veins, it's the rhythm that sets me free." To which the response was, "I only asked if he wanted fries with that." Anyway, let's play Busta Rhymes. You all know how this goes, you've played it before, I think you all have. So I'm going to give you a clue, and all you've got to do is you've got to tell me what that clue pertains to. So what is the rhyme I'm looking for? All right? Tamika?
Yep.
You look worried.
No, it's fine.
This
I understand.
Is where you're going to come into your form. This is going to be the Tamika rhyme.
So we should do like a YouTube version of this, because Tamika looks like she's put her fingers in a socket. Okay, let's have a look at this then. Okay, let's give you the first one, Luke.
Okay.
Carrie Fisher's character from Star Wars is rocking to a famous heavy metal band.
Princess Leia dancing to Slayer.
Yay!
Wow, wow.
Okay.
I would have never got that.
Joe, Disney princess
this should be
who bits into a poison apple has discovered that she has wings.
Snow White takes flight.
Yes, well done.
Ooh, that felt nice.
Okay, Tamika.
Great.
Lead singer of the Foo Fighters.
I don't know.
Nirvana drummer is taking on a cave-dwelling monster.
Not a ski bear.
Have you heard of Dave Grohl?
Nope.
That's the only clue you were going to get.
Anyone else?
Oh.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl meets a troll.
I would have got, I would have got the one that Joe had.
No, it says Dave Grohl meets Jen.
Oh, okay. I wish I could.
East Asian star of Charlie's Angels and Chicago was trying out some black magic, Jen.
No idea.
Which Charlie?
Charlie's Angels. Are you on about the free
Beyonce? Is it the one
Beyonce
with Drew Barrymore? Or is it the new one?
Beyonce wasn't in Charlie's Angels.
She was in
Destiny's
Child. Oh, yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Do you know what Charlie's Angels is?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Charlie.
No, it's not really. Okay.
Is it the one with Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu and Cameron Diaz?
It is.
So what was the thing again, Mike?
East Asian star of Charlie's Angels in Chicago is trying out some black magic.
Lucy Liu does voodoo.
That's very good. Okay, actress who won an Oscar for La La Land is trying to steal an orange bollard used by road workers, Luke.
I don't know. I really don't know.
What's another name for a rock?
Stone.
What, cock.
No, not quite. No.
Cock!
Oh, I thought you were doing rhyme, sorry.
I like the fact that we're talking about a rock and the first rhyme that came into your head was cock.
Well, yeah, because it rhymes with rock. I thought that was what we were doing.
So does sock. So does clock.
Oh, yeah.
Frock.
Must have been thinking about
rock.
It.
Rock.
Disgusting. You're only about 12. It is Emma Stone stealing a traffic cone.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was Lady Gaga. If anything, okay. What else could it traffic cone be?
famous Chinese actor and stuntman is cleaning out an adult version of a potty.
Jackie Chan cleans a bedpan.
Exactly. Well done, yes. Yeah.
I'm fired tonight, Jack.
I'm actress.
Tamika. Best friend of Harry Potter and Ron Weasley is singing a popular Christmas hymn.
What's her name now?
That's the whole point of a quiz, is that I don't give you the answers.
What's her name?
We've got a little bit confusing. I've actually got one.
Harry, Ron, and Hermione. Is that her name?
What's her surname?
I don't know what her name is.
What do you mean you don't
know? I don't
know.
Watch Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Oh, but when I was like 8.
Do you ever watch anything?
I don't watch Harry Potter. It's not really my lane.
It's not your lane?
Yeah, do you know what that means? It's not really a bit of me.
It's not a bit of you?
Yeah.
Right, so that means it's not your lane.
It's not my lane, yeah.
Hermione Granger sings Away in a Manger.
Hermione Granger sings Away in a Manger. Well done. Okay, Jen. Famous emperor of the Roman Republic is trapped in a super cold fridge.
Is it Caesar in a freezer?
It is. Yes. Caesar in a freezer. Right, this is open to anyone. Peter Pan's tiny sidekick can't get off an old-fashioned merry-go-round.
What was that one again?
Peter Pan's tiny sidekick can't get off an old-fashioned merry-go-round.
So is he talking about Tinkerbell?
Yep.
Old-fashioned merry-go-round?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell
can't get off the carousel.
Hey!
That Tinkerbell's stuck on a carousel. Okay, slapstick character played by Rowan Atkinson. Rowan Atkinson is the diet.
It's a new person. Yeah, came up with the
diet. So, yeah. Rowan Atkinson. Has one coffee too many.
Mr. Bean, Mr. Bean. Has too much coffee.
Yeah, oh, she's on fire.
Goodness me.
I woke up a little bit.
Okay, tattooed British comedian and ex-Mr. Katy Perry is sinking in a dangerous type of mud.
Russell Brand in quicksand.
He certainly is.
That's very apt right now.
Let's not go down this road.
Well, you brought him up.
I didn't bring him up. Are we about the same age? That would be ridiculous. I would have had him when I was a tiny kid. Honestly. Look, Russell Brand, if you're listening, I'm not your dad. But you did ask me to call you daddy once. But that's another story. Okay.
You loved it.
C-3PO's pal has got a very bad cold.
R2-D2 has a sniffly, nosy woo. I don't know. A bad cold?
R2-D2's got the flu.
That's a very good answer there. Okay.
Technically, the flu's different.
It's a very bad cold.
It's a different virus.
It depends who's got it. It depends whether it's man flu.
If it's man flu,
don't get me started about the man flu.
It's lethal, okay? It's lethal. We should
have
medals.
And it's a different disease to what women can get.
Absolutely, yeah.
I imagine it's worse than a woman giving birth, is it?
That's petty.
What a stupid thing to say. Yeah.
If you're going to go on down this road, okay? This is supposed to be a quiz show. We're not supposed to get political, but let's get political for a second. Got to go down this road of childbirth, okay? If you don't do the crime if you can't take the time, man. That's what I say.
That's it, because with retro market, it would be a crime.
And can I just say, right, that I've had sex at least twice, and I've never got pregnant. So. Duh. Okay, last one then. Host of Celebrity Juice, holidaying in a country next to Saudi Arabia.
Keith Lemon
in Yemen.
Oh, yeah.
He's only quiet, but he sits in the corner, but he knows. See, he's very good. You're very
just
good.
Sit here and ponder.
Now we know Luke knows Keith Lemon and the country of Yemen.
Oh, yeah.
And we all know that I've never got pregnant. So, hey, successful game.
There you go.
Okay, let's play another game.
Numbers, 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 they appear everywhere. Here's some mathematical problems, please just don't despair. Sum is in your grasp, add, subtract, or take away. Just come up with the answer, the number crunch away. All day.
So, this game is called Number Cruncher. And numbers are the most important way of communication. We use them to call people, calculate measurements, and even get grade items out of 10. For instance, if I asked Joe to grade Tamika and Jen earlier on, Tamika, Joe give you an 8 out of 10. So that's not bad, but needs some work. Mm. Okay? Mm. Whereas Jen, Joe said he'd give you 1.
Just the number. Just the...
No, he actually said he would give you one. I don't know what that's all about. In this game, contestants will have to put their metaphorical mathematical hat on and answer these questions.
Or number crunches tan.
I didn't pass maths.
Yeah, maths isn't really my...
It's not my strong point.
I'm actually mildly aroused.
It's the reason why I have a calculator on my mobile device.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's don't let her use her phone.
I'm not going to let her use her phone, but I it's okay not to pass maths.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. How many times did you sit maths?
None.
What?
What?
How can you... You had to.
So it's not that you didn't pass it, it's that you didn't do it.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Slightly different there, isn't it? Just slightly different.
Right. Let's press on, shall we? Okay, Luke, what is 11 minus 5 plus 15? 11 minus
5? 29.
No, yeah. It is 21.
11 minus 5
at 15.
Plus
15. Yeah, 21.
Plus 15.
20. So 6. 21. So it's 6.
Plus maybe 15. I'm better than this than four.
Yeah, I can't do maths at all.
Okay, Tamika. What is 10,000 minus 790?
Oh, no.
220.
What?
What?
10,000.
Oh, 10,000 minus what?
What?
10,000 minus what? No, stop. Let me think.
10,000 minus 790.
10,000 minus 790. So that would be... If he was to take away 800 from...
This is the time to go and get a cup of tea.
800. If you were to take away 800 from 1,000, that would leave you with...
10,000. You keep saying 1,000.
I know what it is. I know it's 10,000. This is the way I'm working it out. So if you had 1,000 and you took 800 away, you'd have 200 left. So if you had 790, that would be 210. That's with 1,000. So that means that would be 21,000.
So 10,000 minus
700. 2,100. Oh, I don't know.
How does your brain work?
Not good, clearly.
So this is a education.
I don't know.
For any children listening out there, if you're thinking about dropping out of school at any time, welcome to Tamika.
9,210.
9,210.
Yeah. Not using your phone at all.
Never. Wow. I got the last bit right.
That is amazing, Tamika. I don't know how you managed to get that. Okay, Jenny Winnie. What is 56 plus 77 plus 16 minus 34?
No.
What? What was it?
56 plus 77 plus 16 minus
34. Bloody hell.
Let me read the card. Can I have a look at it?
So... I'll tell you.
Oh, has it got an answer on it?
Yes, it's got an answer.
Oh, okay, maybe not then.
56 plus 77, so a little bit younger than you, plus 16 minus 34.
Okay.
Think of it.
I've got it.
14. 21.
Stop it.
Clearly, everyone doesn't go and do maths in school by the looks of it.
It's been a long time since I had my abacus out.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Jen, let's do another point. If I had 10 tenor ladies in this hand and 10 in this hand, what would I have? A good day out for you, really, isn't it?
Yeah, a great day out.
Yep. No, the answer is...
115.
It is 115. Well done, yes. Joe.
Chuck us a quadratic, my God.
Okay, what is 1,000 minus 33 plus 50 minus 9? So 1,000 minus 33 plus 50 minus 9.
Plus 50.
50, 50.
1,008.
Check out the brains on Brad. Wow. Okay, this is open to Tamika. What is 25? What is 25 minus 10 minus 10?
5.
Well done, Tariqa. Yes. Oh, that's good. Jenny Winnie, what is 10 minus 5 plus 21?
Easy, I got that fast.
What have you got then?
26.
It is 26, Tariqa. Well done. Jen, you've lost... You've lost 10 points. That was Number Cruncher. I can say that the winner of that round was... Mrs. KJ Halliwell, my maths teacher, if you're listening out there, it would be great to meet up sometime. you know, I mean, I was young then, and I probably could at least get 2 minutes now. And, you know, I've got some medication, and I can say that. Yeah, okay, should we move on and do another game? It's, we could do something else.
I'm going to ask you this, if would you take a shot? The answer's either more or less, that's all that you have got. Don't worry if you don't know, it's easier if you try. You only have two answers, how more can I simplify?
So this game is called More or Less. The game is called More or Less, and it's a simple game, so simple that even Tariqa can play it. So, Tariqa, don't confuse this game with the other game, which is Less or More. In this game, contestants will be given a statement, and they will have to guess if the answer is more or less than what was mentioned. For instance, is there more crime in Sheffield to London? Well, the answer to that, of course, is more. But this will change, of course, when are you leaving Sheffield, Joe?
Well, whenever they kick me out, really.
Yeah, so probably tomorrow you'll change. So that's the rules of the game. It's quite simple. You all know what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. More or less.
Jenny, wake up.
Hey. I must stop nodding. Yep. I keep forgetting it's the radio.
You're nodding yourself to sleep.
You keep forgetting this isn't a dream, don't you?
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's real life.
Okay, so,
painfully
for
sad.
Luke, literally. On average, does a person use more or less water each day flushing the toilet than a 5-minute shower?
Flushing the toilet?
Luke, you sound exactly like Tariqa.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, was that for Luke? Sorry.
It's for Luke, yes.
But it was an open question.
So does the average person use more or less water flushing the toilet each day than the shower?
You said that fridge play. It was me definitely flushing the toilet. I'm going to stick with that, yeah. Flushing the toilet more.
It is more, yes. Yep. It says the average person uses 71 litres of water flushing the toilet a day and 50 litres for a 5-minute shower.
Triple that joke. Yeah. 71 litres for a quick flush of a loo.
Well, it depends, really.
How many times a day?
It depends what you've gone to the toilet to do. Because... sometimes it doesn't flush once. You have to flush it more.
Okay, we are generally now reduced into talking crap.
Is it one flush or is it multiple flushes?
Well, in a day. It depends.
Oh, well, you could have like 100 visits to the loo.
No,
like
there's something wrong with your prostate if that's the
case. You could have IBS. Like Luke. You could have IBS.
Like Luke.
Do you know how do you spell IBS?
I've got that.
How do you spell IBS?
IBS.
No, I'm afraid that's wrong.
Tell me how you spell it then, Mike.
You spell it I... Oh, I've got to go. Okay, on to you then, Joe. Australia is 9,443 miles from Britain. Ooh. Is the length of the mainland Great Britain coastline more... or less than the distance from the UK to Australia?
Oh, I just went really nerdy in my head and started thinking about how small do you want to go? And technically, you could class it as...
You're not on a date now.
However, I'm going to say it is more.
You would say the UK coastline is more than 9,443 miles.
Does this include British Overseas Territories?
No, the UK coastline. The UK being the UK, United
Just
Kingdom.
Just the island of the yes. United Kingdom of Great Britain.
Yeah, the clues in the question there. United Kingdom, UK, yes.
Yes, but we are a country that also has British Overseas Territories.
I think you're
right.
Not talking about
retro.
Yeah, well, this is a retro quiz show, not the retro slave show. So let's keep it on track to.
I'm going to say it's more.
It,
why not?
It is more. Actually, the UK coastline is 11,072 miles long, which is pretty cool.
Jeepers creepers.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Does that include like little rocks, like rock outlets and things?
Do you know I didn't measure it? Yeah, my measuring tape's like 10 meters. That's it.
There with your trundle wheel going.
That'd take me all day, all bloody day. Right. Okay. Tamika. Was the World Wide Web, so the, you know, the World Wide Web, invented more or less than 30 years ago?
Less.
Way more!
Actually, more. It was invented
early 70s.
In 1989.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was.
It was early, didn't
it? Nope, 1989, so it's more. Okay, Jenny Wenny, does an airline pilot travel more or less than 250,000 nautical miles per year?
Sure, it depends where they're going. What if they don't, like, Manchester to Birmingham on repeat?
Well, what he was thinking.
Nautical miles. Or if you're part of the Mile High Club, naughty miles.
I think less.
Okay, you say yes. In actual fact, the answer is more.
Yeah.
On average, a pilot will travel between 370,000 miles and 430,000 miles nautically.
Wow.
That's further than from here to the moon.
It is, isn't it? Mm. Okay, Luke. The top end of the high-speed HS2 budget is 100 billion, adjusting for inflation. Would this be more or less than 1 billion if HS2 was built in 1900?
Oh, that's a stonker of a question.
That's a good question, isn't it? It's all about...
£1 million in 1900.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Is that equivalent to 100 billion today?
100 billion is a lot of money, though.
So,
well, which one am I guessing is more or less?
So you're saying is the budget of 100 billion adjusted for inflation? It's easy for me to say. Would this be more or less than 1 billion if it was built in 1900? So 1 billion in 1900.
I think it's less then. Less.
So let's ask someone who was there. Jen. It is less, yes. It would be the equivalent of around 830 million in 1900.
Wow.
That's a great question.
So it shows how much inflation goes up. And you know, inflation is everywhere, by the way. If you're going out shopping and doing stuff like that, you know, prices are going up all the time. I mean, you know, I used to pay 25 quid for, you know, a good evening out, and now she costs me more.
Mm.
Right, so...
With fewer services.
Bring back the 20p Freddo.
Oh, is that what they called it then?
Yeah, the 20p Freddo was definitely much more fun, but you get chocolate everywhere. So, okay, Joe, is the volume of Loch Lomond more or less than Loch Ness? That's an easy thing. That's a bit of a tongue twister. It's the volume of Loch. That's the volume of Loch Lomond. More or less
what?
Than Loch Ness.
I didn't know you're from Merthyr Tydfil.
Joe's disqualified as open.
It's Loch Lomond's more because Ness is thin.
It's small, isn't it?
It's thin. No, really
Ness
thin.
Is deep.
It's Loch. A thin, deep, deep.
Stop looking me in the eyes and saying deep.
It's thin and deep.
Actual fact, the volume of Loch Lomond is less.
There you go.
Really?
Loch Ness is deep as hell.
Yeah, but it's
Loch Lomond. What have you done? You've broken the microphone.
It's just
Jen, have you gone drooping?
Is your microphone
drooping?
Something's gone
drooping.
Jen's.
That was years ago.
Jen's microphone has decided to have a bit of a droop.
Do you often have this effect on microphones?
It's a live on air droop.
On mics, yes.
On mics. Can I say for the record, no chance in hell.
Oh, Tamika came to the rescue.
Not even if she was the last man on earth. Right. Does Switzerland... So this is for you, Tamika.
Great.
Does Switzerland have more or less than 5,000 lakes?
Less.
It has more. Mm.
It's got loads of lakes.
Switzerland...
Well, I've never been to Switzerland, so I'd never ever know that.
Have you eaten cheese?
Have eaten cheese, butter. Of course I've eaten cheese.
Well, there we are then. So Switzerland has come to you. Switzerland has 7,000 lakes, which means that you're never further than 10 miles from a lake anywhere in the country. Imagine the opportunity there for you, Joe.
So many.
So how are you going to get so many rocks?
We need to book a holiday.
We need to book a holiday just for you. Okay, and Jenny Wenny. You could fit 64.3 million moons into the sun.
Ooh.
Could you fit more or less than 500,000 Earths into the sun? So can you fit more than 500,000 or less than 500,000?
Are you picturing this in your head?
Oh, yes. Counting each one as well. At less.
So you have to fit a small thing into a big thing, Jen.
I'm going to say less.
You could fit more.
Mm.
So you could fit about 1.3 million Earths could fit into the sun.
Wow.
That's quite awesome. That's shocking, isn't it?
Mm.
Say yes. Right, open to the floor. Does India have more or less people than China?
More.
More.
Less.
You say less, Luke? You say more? You say more?
It's 100 million percent more, because that was announced, I think, last year.
No, it's less.
No. This is an outdated fact.
It has slightly fewer people than China, with a population of 1.3 billion people by 2027. So, in your face, Joe.
No, you're wrong. I know you're wrong.
India will have more people than China, according to the UN. Okay? So, India will, by 2027, have more people.
But it has more China. Hair.
No, it doesn't. It has less. Okay. So, are there more or less than 1,000 miles of blood vessels in a human body?
How many miles?
Not miles. 1,000. Oh, yeah, 1,000 miles.
More.
I think more, because I think you can. There's something ridiculous. I can wrap all your blood vessels around the earth.
You'd be dead if you did that. I wouldn't recommend that. And please, anyone listening, do not wrap your blood vessels around the earth.
Spread yourself around.
No.
Which you've been doing for many years.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of my DNA out there. No, there's actually more. There are about 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our body, which is pretty good.
I'm sorry to interject, but according to the World
Bank... I'm afraid that's all we got time for.
1.438 billion for India and 1.411 for China, so...
Yeah, it's really good that you trust the internet so much.
Well, more than a piece of card you're holding in your hand.
This piece of card was heavily researched, I have you know, Joe. Your little phone is, you know, I'm looking at your phone now and looking at the rubbish you have on your phone.
Oh, it's quite a bit. But it is correct.
But just to prove that the internet isn't always right, it does have a profile of you somewhere on the internet that says you're an actor. So it just shows.
Has everyone got any argument for that?
Just shows that the internet's full of shite, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think. And when I realised this, I met Mike.
Okay, I think that's the end of that game, and let's play another game.
I used to be addicted to the hokey-pokey, but I turn myself around. What do you call a cow with no legs ground beef? I hate Russian dolls. They're so full of themselves. Apparently, pet birds are popular this Christmas. They're flying off the shelves. Passed down from granddads to fathers. One-liners for us to consume. It's the closest thing somehow to a family heirloom. What did the first African phone
song you just say. Can you hear me now? A cat's favorite Queen song. Don't stop me out. When reversing his car, this takes me back. Wedding speech, it's been an emotional day. Even the pics and tears. There have been so many down the years. Yes, they're cringy, but we should enjoy them while we can. You never know what's in store. And there'd be a time when we'd love to hear them just once more.
Okay, this is a game called Dad Jokes. Now, a dad joke is defined as an unoriginal or predictable joke, especially a pun of a supposedly told by fathers. Okay, so we'll try not to exclude anyone who is not male on the team. So, sorry, Tam.
That's all right.
This game replaces the colour game I was going to play, but unfortunately I've just been diagnosed with colour blindness. I know, it's certainly come out of the purple.
You're an idiot.
That really tickled you, didn't it?
In this game...
really tickled you.
She only gets one.
Yeah.
See, it's when the moon is in the orbit and, yeah, and her brain cell kicks in for the one moment. The rest of the time, she doesn't know where she is. And sleep. Okay, in this game, I'll give you the feed for the joke, and all you have to do is tell me the punchline.
Nice.
Ooh. It's as easy as that, okay?
Oh, this is going to be bonkers.
Okay. Luke, how do you get a squirrel to like you?
Give him a nut.
No, not quite.
My brain's gone into the gutter with this.
climb a tree.
What, climb a tree? No. You act like a nut.
I was going to say you've been making play with your nuts.
Okay. No. Again, stop looking on the internet. Dodgy websites. Like Joe Riley. Yeah. Okay. That's spotlight. Okay, Joe, did you hear the rumour about butter?
I can't believe it's not butter.
No? Well, I'm not going to spread it.
I preferred my answer.
I went to the doctor. covered in margarine once.
Did
it? And the doctor said, oh, I can't believe it's not butter.
Anyway. I thought it came from Flora personally.
Tamika, what noise does witches' vehicles make? So a
broom.
Witch...
Oh, yeah. Broom. Broom, broom.
Yeah! Well done. Amazing. Okay, what's a lumberjack's favourite movie director, Jen? A lumberjack's favourite movie director.
Don't know.
Tim Burton.
Oh.
Tim Burton. Okay, Luke. what is the nuttiest vegetable?
Cabbage.
What? You just named a vegetable.
Wow. Okay. And for a bonus point, could you explain that?
Nope.
The actual answer we're looking for is acorn.
Oh, yeah, I'll get that.
Okay, on to Joe. How do you get a country girl's... How do you get a country girl's attention?
You strum a banjo.
Look, she wasn't a country girl, she was a victim, and you know that, okay? No, you attract her. See, genius.
Are we talking like a Wiltshire country girl, or are we talking like a Dolly Parton country girl?
Well,
I was going down the Dolly Parton route, and I think you went down Tratter route.
Well, a Wiltshire, you know, a Wiltshire, when a Wiltshire country girl arrives, you know how to tell. She drops her chips. Right, so Tamika, what did the coffee beans leave each other? Why did the coffee beans leave each other?
Why did the coffee beans leave each other?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they had grounds for divorce.
Ooh. I would have never got that one.
Okay, Jen. What did the teddy... Why didn't the teddy bear eat anymore?
Because he was stuffed.
Because he was stuffed.
Yes!
Bye, Jen.
Okay, Luke.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's got a job at the zoo.
Congratulations.
Take that. Where do you go from there?
Do you know what I hate about the zoo? You know what I like about the zoo is when you go up to the glass and you go, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, oh, ah, oh, 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 and you go, oh, so sorry, mate, 2 tickets, please. That's pretty good. Now, the answer I was looking for is my wife's got a job at the zoo. She's a keeper. Okay, on to you then, Joe. I love this game. This is great. What did the syringe annoy the doctor? Why did the syringe annoy the doctor?
Why did the syringe annoy the doctor? because it kept to the point.
No, it was always needling him.
Ah!
I thought the answer was a bit of a prick, but there we are. Okay, Tamika, what sea mammal would every little girl want to play with?
I think
a mermaid.
No, a dolphin.
Also, mermaids cannot be a mammal. They're a fish.
No.
Well, the bottom half is a fish. The top half is definitely a mammal.
But imagine if it was the other way
around. Would that be an amphibian then?
No, an amphibian is someone who can live on water and live in the sea.
Live in water and in the sea?
Yeah, amphibians.
You mean land and water, not water and the sea?
Water and the sea, yeah. It's like it lives in a puddle and the ocean.
it just lays on the beach and allows the waves to come up. So technically, I'm right. It's just, okay, she's marooned, but still, it's that moment she's in heaven, just looking up at the stars and thinking to herself, I'm a mermaid. Why doesn't anyone come down and just roll me back in the water?
Are you just remembering a holiday to Margate?
No, I just remember the first day I met Jen. Or some other fishy thing. I don't know. Right, okay. Whose go is this? I'm going to give it to anyone. Right. What do you call a dog that can do magic?
A dog who can do magic?
Yeah.
What? I don't even like dogs.
Abracadabra.
My brain just kept going sheepdog, and I thought, what's magical about sheep? But I guess Retro Mike would know more.
Yeah, I know. Something very magical about sheep. I'm going to have to show you the YouTube video. How did the fruit farmers know how to fix his pipes?
He picked it.
He licked it.
He licked it.
He licked it. Is this Buster Rhymes again?
Licked it. He licked it.
So he licked. How did he? What? How did the fruit farmer know how to lick? How to fix his pipes? He licked it.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's just my answer.
It's your answer.
Yeah.
There's no reason behind his answer.
I just think he licked it.
He licked it.
You just think a farmer licked his pipes.
Yeah. No. I don't know what these farmers do.
The answer is, I have no idea where your mind is. The answer is, he was also a plumber.
Oh.
Was the bulb heavy?
No, it was light.
Yes! Well done, Luke. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
My fear of moving stairs is...
Escalating.
Yes, you're getting the hang of this now. What is the ocean's favourite fruit?
Ocean's favourite fruit?
Yeah.
Sea berries.
Seahorse.
Nope.
Seahorse. Watermelon!
It is watermelon. Oh, can we just go back to Seneca again? How is a seahorse a fruit?
Who eats seahorses as well?
Next.
Can I have some oranges, some apples, and some seahorses, please? Thank you very much.
Is this what mermaids eat?
Maybe.
Brutality!
Okay, what is the best place to sleep in a garden?
In the flower bed.
In the flower bed. Well done, Jen. I'm in search of fresh vegetable puns.
Go to the
cabbage.
Go to the store. No? So let us know if you find them.
Cabbage, I think, was there, to be honest with
you. Do you want a couple more?
Yeah.
Okay. Why shouldn't you eat sushi?
Because you have a smelly bum.
Wow.
Okay. Well, once again, we're just going to pause again so we can talk to Tamika.
Because you have a smelly bum.
Yeah.
Is this from experience of eating sushi?
Yeah.
Does it give you a very, very smelly arse?
Yeah.
Really?
Sushi?
Just sushi?
It's fish.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, and we're going to end the game there on Tamika's smelly bum. Well, let's play our final game.
What have you been looking at? What is on your screen? What's these dodgy websites? What exactly have you seen? Can you guess the information of the clue given for me and complete the search of a dodgy search history?
To our last game then. In our final game, backed by popular demand, it is search history.
Yes!
Now, many people use the internet to search for all sorts of things and items. Everything from long-lost relatives to grisly murders, pornography, and even how to make a person disappear. But enough about Luke's search history. Let's look at the game. In this game, contestants need to guess the topics of the search history that have been checked by its user. This is this is how it works then. So I'm going to give you the search, start of the search, and you've got to tell me the end of the search, basically. Yeah. So the first search is, why do I have so much? Luke.
Money. Oh. I'm the new Luke.
Hair? Sort of, yeah. I can give you that one. Your leg hair is one of the searches. Fair enough. Joe.
Sweat.
Well, actually, yeah, you could have it because one of them is discharge.
Ooh. Yes!
That could be anything.
It could be any so bodily fluids.
I'm taking out sweat.
Yes.
Okay.
Before it goes another reason.
Money.
No, there's no money on there at all.
Perm.
It's not.
It's not.
I'm obsessive, perm.
You really are.
You are. No, it's not poo and it's not money. Jen.
Anger.
No, this, you know, you're on the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, Jan. This isn't a therapy session, okay? You're with friends. No need to get angry, okay? Have you taken any meds?
Not yet.
Okay, right. Tamika, you might want to just sit away.
Yeah, I've thought that.
If she touches you, let me know.
I will.
Okay. And if Joe touches you, call the police.
It's on standby.
Okay, well, I'll give you the rest of the answers. Why do I have so much wind?
Dandruff, I've just thought.
Yeah, dandruff is one, yes. Discharge, saliva, mucus, bad luck, snot, earwax, homework, and leg hair.
And parking fines.
So you had my search history earlier, you just found Jen's?
Yeah. Okay, on to the next one then. This is, start with you now, Joe. Has a monkey ever...
Oh, wow. Has a monkey... Oh, Gabby, this could go in any kind of direction.
Oh, it can do, can't it?
It really can. I'm really trying to keep myself so censored. Has a monkey ever cooked a meal?
No.
I'm surprised about that, to be honest.
Spoke English.
Yeah, spoken. That's a good one. Yeah, spoken. That's down there. Jen?
Gone to space.
Gone to space, yes, that's a good one.
Painted a picture.
Oh.
That's very arty, isn't it? I know that they have, but it's not down on the list.
And they have gone to space.
And they have gone to space, yes.
After Laika the dog.
Yes, and the...
Who died in a space capsule. Oh, my next one. What was it again? Has a monkey ever...
Yeah.
Has a monkey ever played... I don't know if I can say that.
Probably not.
Has a monkey...
No, there's no... There's no. Tamika, Has a monkey ever sworn? No. I think I would come and have spoken, to be honest with you. Jen?
Driven a car?
No. Open to the floor now.
Escaped the zoo?
No.
Eaten a cabbage?
No.
Eaten a human?
Yes. Well, killed a human.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Killed a human. So I'll give you the answers. Has a monkey ever been into space? Asked a question? Touched a whale?
What? Is that a euphemism?
No, that's just
said. Oh, mate, I went and touched the whale, really wicked.
Can I just say that we are all kind of like very loving people here, and I'm not sure if it touched a whale appropriately or inappropriately, because I'm not the monkey, so...
You know. Did the whale consent is what I'm
asking. Has a monkey ever spoken, been cloned, killed a human, shot someone, smoked weed...
That would be brilliant.
I think they probably have experimented.
Oh, 100%.
Mated with a human.
Ooh.
Or dressed.
Jen didn't like that. That's clearly Jen.
Or the last one was dressed in leather.
Now that.
Who's Googling that?
Well, okay, let's have a look at this one then.
Yeah.
Okay, Tamiko, we're going to start with you. Do spiders really
kill people?
No, it's not on there. Jen?
Dark mind.
Poof.
you need help.
No, the spiders poo? Really poo?
No, it's not on there.
Do spiders really have 8 legs? To 6?
No.
Do spiders really crawl in your mouth when you're asleep?
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
That's not on there.
Yes, it's on there. Crawl in your mouth at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's one that people do actually ask, because I've been told that they do that.
Yeah, absolutely, they do. They do, yeah.
Do spiders really taste nice?
No.
Yeah,
they don't.
Do spiders really be scared more of...
Humans.
she forgot what she was then.
then we're mermaid. Scared of them.
No. Jen?
Do spiders have hairy legs?
No, but you do. open to the floor.
Do spiders really weave silk?
No.
Do spiders make webs?
Yeah, of course they do. They bloody spiders. Duh.
Do spiders really create Spider-Man?
No.
Do spiders really lay eggs in your car with mirror?
That is so specific.
Side mirror, sorry.
Has that happened?
Yes.
To you and you alone?
So I keep trying to kill this one spider and it keeps coming back. In my car.
How do you know it's the same spider?
because I get the web and I kill the web off. And then I try and like spray things down the side of my mirror to think it's going to kill it. And it just comes back.
So you spray down the side of the mirror?
Anything that would kill a spider.
What, such as?
Give me perfume, body spray.
That's just going to make it go on the town.
Car
spray. You spray it with perfume, the spider's going, oh yeah.
It just needs to
what
get out.
What you're going to do is allow it into a club.
Anywhere but my car, please. Get out.
Okay, no, none of them are correct. I'll give you the answers. Do spiders really hate conkers?
That's an old one too. And I think they do. Does work.
Well, they do, especially if it's being thrown at them at the time. Or they're on it when it's being hit. Hate peppermint. Have asthma.
What the hell?
What?
Only if it's sprayed with perfume.
What kind of thing has... asthma? For a spike? What, have they heard it go, hey?
Well, no, it's because when it runs away, it needs a little breath, doesn't it? It runs away going, that ring tone is available on my website. So, anyway, crawl in your mouth at night, have 8 eyes, bite, crawl in your ear, have spider sense, lay eggs in bananas, or shoot webs. So he was kind of right. Okay, we do last one open to anyone, open to the floor. Okay, it's the last one. Did dinosaurs
exist?
That's one of them.
Oh yeah.
Well done.
Fly.
Did
fly? No.
Have feathers.
Did
yes,
dinosaurs
feathers is one of them.
Light did eggs. Dinosaurs live at the same time as humans?
Yes, that's
light
one.
Lay eggs.
Lay eggs.
Have sex.
Lay eggs is how.
Poo!
Jen?
Did dinosaurs meet Mike?
Screw you.
Oh, I thought that was just Jen.
Well, Jen.
Mike.
You say, did dinosaurs meet Mike? Okay.
And nodding again.
I find that ageist, Jen, and especially as the connection with dinosaurs that you have. The other night, to thank you for all your work you did on the Retro Breakfast Show, I took you out for that Jurassic Park curry. Do you remember that? Down at a local Indian?
I can't remember
that
it.
Jurassic Park curry, and you woke up in the morning with a Megasaurus. Do you remember that?
Oh, it was the curry that caused
it. It was the curry, yeah, that's the story I'm sticking to. Right.
Okay. I think... do dinosaurs...
He likes dinosaurs.
He loves dinosaurs.
He loves dinosaurs. Really.
Do they roar? Is that close?
Oh, yes, roar's on there. Yes.
Do dinosaurs scare Jeff Goldblum?
No, I'll give you the things. Did dinosaurs exist, roar, lay eggs, exist in the same time as humans, have feathers, have penises?
What?
Yeah. I don't know. How do they think they're having kids?
Do they not know they're lizards?
Did they have ears? did they live in England? Someone's there.
They did, though! They did!
Evolve into birds and go to heaven.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is, because do you know that they are releasing the new Jurassic Park film, but when they made Jurassic Park 3, it was going to be the last Jurassic Park film, and I cried at the end of that, because it was so sad, because all those dinosaurs were out of work.
Yeah.
What are they going to do now?
They all have to go to Universal Studios and stand around all day while teenagers go, oh my god.
What do teenagers do, Joe?
Oh my god.
Are they Chinese?
Oh my god. No.
Oh my god.
Go down some degree, so.
Okay, well look, that's all we've got time for there. That was the end of that game. Let me quickly log on to my laptop to look at the scores.
He's just going onto the dark web there, ladies and gentlemen, just cracking his game.
No. Do dinosaurs have penises?
Wonder why Mike wants to know that.
And the deep web says,
call me. So that's all we got time for, and I can reveal that the winner is A Tart from Hampshire.
Oh, I remember A Tart.
Oh, hold on, sorry. Oddly, there's no Mrs. in front of this, so it could be anyone from Hampshire, really, isn't it, I suppose.
Yeah, very true.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. We've learned far too much about Tamika tonight, especially about her toilet habits and her fishy bottom. So for myself, Retro Mike Endy, from Luke, from Joe, from Tamika, and from what's the name?
A Tart.
No.
Cabbage.
Yes. The one that smells of cabbage. Jenny. From Jenny Wenny. It's a very good night, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.